between the Ashkenazim and the Sfaradim, how to be Mekayim the mitzvah of Mahadrin, Mahadrimina Mahadrin, Tosis, which we do not follow. One of his concerns, the whole idea that there's multiple candles in the house, is you lose the count. The count is not clear. So therefore, the Poskim say, even though our minhag is to follow the Rambam and to semi-follow the Rambam and have multiple sets of menorahs in the house, they should be distinct miyuchadik places. So it's important to make sure that they're obvious and they're distinct. The proper time to light, preferably is when is a preferable time to light the chatzkila, starting from shkia or starting from seis. Some people light somewhere in the middle. That's a minhag over here to light somewhere in the middle. Then you have after the time of Tetzu Kochavim, however you calculate Tetzu Kochavim, another 30 minutes. That's your preferred time to light. There has to be enough fuel to last for that amount of time. So you have to have enough fuel which is in there, which will last from the time that you're lighting until a half an hour after Tetzu Kochavim. If you're lighting later, you have to have enough fuel to last for a half an hour. And Erev Shabbos, when you were lighting very early, you're lighting before Shabbos, it has to last from the time you're lighting through all of Benishmoshes till a half an hour after Tetzu Kochavim. How many have to last? One Ner has to last that long, not all of them. However, so let's say a person has a menorah which is, he uses oil, which is preferred to use olive oil, but it's not very large. He says, I'll use a Shabbos candle for one. In that situation, it's preferable that your rabbi says that all should be the same, because part of the idea is that you should see this count together. They should look that there's a group over here which has X amount the number of Neros. So if one is this and one is that, it's confusing. So in that situation, you should either make all of them candles, you use candles that night, Shabbos candles, or alternatively, you would get one larger container for oil for one of them, and the rest can be smaller, and you'll be kind of in the midst of that way as well. The amount of fuel that you need to have to fulfill the mitzvah has to be in there at the time of the halakha. You can't add it afterwards. So, I only have a little bit right now. I'll put a light and I'll add more oil later on. That doesn't work. You have to have the correct amount of oil there at the time of the halakha. Because the mitzvah is for sumanisa, the people should be present at the time of the halakha. So everybody should get together, be there at the time of the halakha. You know, kids say, oh, I'll come in a minute. No, come right now. Everybody should be there at the time of the halakha, preferably. If there's like a conflict between the Bnei Bayis being there and lighting by the proper Zman, so in Eretz Yisrael, when they would light outside, you would light by the proper Zman. In America, where the Ikra Halakha is for the people inside the house, we also put by the window in order to gain the advantage of also publicizing out to the people outside, but the Ikra Halakha is for the members of the household which are inside. In Ramosha Alt, it's preferable to wait that the members of the household should be there. When we make the brachas, one more point, when we make the brachas, so you have to remember this, not to start to light until after you finish making the bracha. So you say the first night you say three brachas, other nights you say two brachas, finish the bracha and then light. Do not start lighting while you're saying the bracha. Have a good morning.